The heavens are as high above the earth as my ways are above you, says the Lord. And boy, is that true. I watched the programme Extinction the other night, which made it quite clear that we are actually on the Titanic, heading for the iceberg at full speed. The difference being that this time we know it's there. So why aren't we slowing down to save ourselves and the planet? God's ways were for us to steward and take care of his creation, not to destroy it. Man's way, it would appear, is to be so obsessed with maximising profit that he's unlikely to stop to reflect on the environmental damage he will leave behind for future generations. So we really do need to have a serious look at the way that God does things. And today's gospel gives us a good start. I might ask you how many of you shared the grumbles of the early workers. If all the hands went up, I'd fully understand that. At first, it does seem unfair to give the latecomers and early starters the same wage. But that depends on whether or not you are a person of vision, someone who can see beyond the obvious. Some footballers, like the great Paul Scholes, are described as having great vision. That doesn't mean say they see a spectator high up in the stands eating a meat pie, but that they are aware of what's going on all over the pitch. Without vision, our world can become very small with me at the centre. The early workers knew that they were very lucky to be hired and were satisfied that they had a fair deal. They probably never gave a thought to the fears and anxiety of those who were not chosen. For the workers left in the marketplace, there was nothing to look forward to and no hope of earning anything that day to feed their family. Then suddenly, unexpectedly, their luck changes. Not only some work, but a full day's pay too. So at the end of the day, literally, there was good news for everyone. But without the vision to see beyond their own interest to the fact that everybody had been blessed by the landowner's generosity, envy and meanness crept into the early workers. And what they had agreed as a fair wage was soon forgotten. When Jesus tells this story, he is aware that his Jewish audience know that they are the chosen people, the early workers, whom God called at the dawn of salvation. And now he's telling them that we, non-Jews, latecomers, and even worse, sinners, are also welcome in God's kingdom and will be treated exactly the same. No wonder they grumbled. Similarly, in the church, some of us are lucky enough to have been called by God at a very early age, through the loving care of our families who brought us up in the faith, and we managed to keep it all our lives. Others have come to Christ late in life, some who have been lapsed for many years have now found their way home again, others have turned to Christ on the deathbed. It could seem that such latecomers are getting special treatment compared to those of us who've never strayed, and that God is being too soft on them. But in the end, it doesn't really matter. The important thing is that they now share what we've always had, and so we should be happy for them and applaud God's generosity and his love for all his children, saints and sinners alike. Another important thing to take from this gospel is the need, like the landowner, to go into the marketplace to call others to work in God's vineyard. It's obvious that the people in the story want to work, that's why they're there, in the marketplace. It might not be quite so obvious that people outside the church would like to be in it, but if we were to ask the question, why are you standing here idle? The answer might well be, because no one has invited us. Standing here idle is almost like a paralysis of the soul for those outside the kingdom. Without Christ, their souls are cut off from the source of true life. I am the vine, you are the branches. Cut off from me, you can do nothing. This paralysis can, of course, be reversed by the invitation to join in this saving work, which, as we see in the parable, comes with the promise of the same pay as those who laboured their whole life in the Lord. But if a person is to change, he needs to know that it's going to be for something better, and it's our task to show how wonderful the relationship with Christ is and how brilliant our church is in what it does for the poor of the world. During lockdown, there's been very little opportunity to invite people to absolutely to anything at all. But in these quieter than usual times, maybe the Holy Spirit has been inspiring many of you to think of new ways of doing so when all this is over. God doesn't stop working, and nor should we.